The HSE and the regional hospital in Mullingar have apologised to the family of a 26-year-old pregnant woman who was kept on life support against her family's wishes due to concerns about the Eighth Amendment. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was at the High Court for this case today. Orla, this was a highly distressing situation when it first emerged 5 years ago. Can you just bring us the background, first of all, to the case?
Yes, Natasha Perry, who had two young children, was around 15 weeks pregnant with her third child when she suffered a cyst in her brain. But unfortunately, it went undetected. Her father said it was diagnosed as morning sickness. She was in hospital, in the regional hospital in Mullingar, and the cyst ruptured. Now, she was transferred to Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, but there was nothing the doctors could do for her. And her family were told on December the 3rd, 2014, that she was brain dead. However, due to concerns about the Eighth Amendment, the court heard, which protected the right to life of the unborn, she was kept on life support for 4 weeks. Her family had to go to the High Court at Christmas 2014 to seek orders allowing that the ventilator should be switched off. And the High Court made its ruling on St. Stephen's Day 2014. They said that the only prospect for her unborn child, who was at such an early stage of gestation, was distress and death. And that hearing, which took place at Christmas 2014, there was a sitting of the High Court on Christmas Eve 2014, and it heard shocking and distressing evidence about the physical condition of Natasha Perry, and the family were very traumatised by her death and the continuation of life support against their wishes.
Now, Natasha's daughter was six when this all happened. What did the court hear about her today?
Yes, we heard in 2014, we heard again today, that she and her younger brother had been brought to see their mother while she was on life support. And we heard some very distressing details about that, the fact that there had been an effort to put makeup on their mother, but her mother looked nothing like the mother they knew. And they had been deeply distressed about this. Senior Counsel Dennis McCullough said today that Natasha was in a truly appalling condition when her children were brought in to see her. And her daughter was also present when the life support system was turned off after St. Stephen's Day on the 27th of December 2014. The court heard that Natasha had been very close to her daughter and that the 11-year-old was grieving very deeply. A psychiatrist had assessed her as a sad child. She'd been given three wishes, and her first wish was for her mother, her mum, to come back. She was suffering from sadness, depressive feelings and prolonged grief for her mother. And Mr. McCullough said she had not had much, if any, professional therapeutic help and would benefit from it. So there were seven actions for nervous shock against the HSE by members of Natasha's family, and the ones involving adult family members, her father and other adults, were settled. But this case involving the young 11-year-old daughter had to be approved by the High Court, and the court approved a settlement of €150,000 for her.
And what did the judge say at the conclusion?
The judge approved this settlement, and he said Natasha had been kept alive due to an erroneous view that there was an obligation to do so pursuant to the Eighth Amendment. He said the defendants had been given advice to this effect, but it was incorrect advice. And he said Natasha's young daughter had been put through a terrible time. He said he hoped she would now be able to put the case behind her and have a concrete memory of her mother. And he extended his best wishes to her and to her family. There was a letter of apology read to the court by the general manager of the regional hospital in Mullingar, Anita Brennan. She said she wanted to offer her sincere apologies to them on behalf of the hospital and the HSE for the failings in the care provided for Natasha and the upset, distress and trauma the family had endured.
And what did the family say then afterwards?
Outside court, Natasha's father, Peter Perry, spoke in a quite a long statement about the effect of all this on the family. They've been through a lot. They've had the High Court case in 2014, an inquest then into her death, and now these further proceedings. And he spoke outside court.
As Natasha's father, I would like to express how traumatic and heartbreaking my daughter's death has been for all of the family, but especially Natasha's children. 5 years ago, my beautiful daughter Natasha was admitted to Mullingar General Hospital suffering from severe headaches and was misdiagnosed as suffering from morning sickness. She was a 26-year-old pregnant young girl. Sadly, Natasha never came home. She died as a result of a large ruptured cerebral cyst that went undiagnosed whilst in hospital. What followed was nothing short of a nightmare. This is our third encounter with the legal system. 5 years ago, we fought to have somatic care withdrawn, to allow my daughter and her unborn baby a dignified funeral and burial. Instead, we faced Christmas Eve and St. Stephen's Day in court. Now, for Natasha's two children, Hannah and Keelan, Christmas is forever associated with the loss of their beloved mum. Whilst most of the media acted in a very respectful way, we endured a torrent of abuse on social media. Our second outing with the court system was in September 2015, where we endured an inquest into my daughter's death, which was horrendous and distressing. As a family, we gave evidence as to what happened to Natasha, but were made to feel like we were on trial, and the outcome of an open verdict was unsatisfactory. Indeed, the facts that we maintained were correct at the time, whilst disputed by the HSE, were later admitted by the HSE in their admission of liability in these cases. However, they refuse even now to admit that their negligence actually caused us mental trauma. Whilst today's HSE's apology brings some closure and will allow us to finally grieve Natasha, the pain, heartbreak and distress will never go away. Natasha is gone forever.
It's Natasha Perry's father, Peter, there speaking outside the High Court a short time ago.